Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mattaway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. His program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, so glad to be with you wherever you are in the world, and the Lord is good, and the Bible says His mercy endureth forever. And so we thank God. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And wherever you are in the world, He is with you. And so we can thank God for that. And He is alive and well. And He is soon to come back to this planet and rule over the planet over from Jerusalem, Israel. And that's why the attention is on Israel right now. But first of all, we have one of those amazing scientific reports, Science in the Bible, from Pastor Al Davis, Richfield Bible Baptist Church.
Well, thank you, Bruce, and again, good to be with you today. And just before we get into that, I want to mention again that you can always check us out at whereisgodsword.com. That's whereisgodsword.com, and you can find some past programs there and some information and background on Bruce Musselman. Also has a article there that he wrote some time ago that kind of got the ball rolling for Bruce called Correcting the King James Bible. And that article is there at whereisgodsword.com. You can also listen to past programs there. And in addition to that, there's some other materials and things that you might find interesting. And of course, as Bruce said, I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. Also have a program live with Pastor Al on every Friday at 1:30 until 2 o'clock, and every Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight on AM 1220. And that's WHKW Radio, which is what we're on right now. So at any rate, getting into some things, I wanted to follow up on something that we were talking about last week. Last week, I was looking at a statement that Paul makes in 1 Timothy. And that's 1 Timothy chapter number 6. And the last two verses, Paul writes this. He says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings in opposition of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. We talked about this a little bit last week and about science falsely so called. And I wanted to share something here, too, again, building on this same thing, because we talk about the Bible being accurate in a scientific aspect, as accurate in a historical aspect,